Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob is having an end-of-the-year clearance sale, the biggest sale we've ever had. New stuff for 2024 is coming in, and we don't want to pay taxes on 2023 inventory. That means discounts, big discounts. Everything in the yard is marked down. Let's talk about trailers. We have hay trailers, 6 to 16 bale capacity, up to $1,000 off. We have 8 2023 dump trailers at cost, up to $2,000 off. Finally, we've got 12 2023 flatbed gooseneck 24 to 42 footers, also at cost, up to $4,000 off. That's just a sample of the great deals at GoBob right now. Remember, everything's on sale. Squeeze chutes, alleys, crowding tubs, livestock shelters, continuous fence, heavy-duty gates, posts, and pipe, just to name a few. The best deals will go first. Don't wait until the sale stock's been picked over. Call today, 877-851-2365, or email greatdeals@gobobpipe.com.
Well, as we wrap up the end of 2023 and get into 2024, some folks are wondering about farmland purchases for 2024. I had the opportunity to visit with farmland analyst Randy Dickhut about an outlook on those purchases coming up.
Well, at AEI.ag, David and Brent, former Purdue Ag economists, put together some analysis and charts and information to help people think through some of the issues of today's ag economy. They work with farmers, other producers, suppliers, lenders to kind of give some data-driven insight to help them make decisions.
Looking into 2024, Dickhut said he believes higher interest rates could impact new land purchases.
Well, I think 2023 was somewhat surprising as it ends up here, because as we entered in the year, the land market, there was less for sale. It was slower. We weren't seeing any new record prices that had been set the last previous couple years. Interest rates were higher. Input costs were higher. Farm incomes were going to be down. And so I thought, well, that put some pressure on the land market. But really, the land market just plateaued, stabilized. There was good buying interest kind of throughout the year, and especially this fall. There's still that less for sale than a couple of years in the past. Helped support the prices, because a good farm or ranch come up for sale, and there were people that wanted that because they had their opportunity once in that three or four generations to buy it. So there's still some fairly aggressive bidding, although a few less, bidders on land that came up for sale. So it held pretty steady.
To hear my complete conversation with analyst Randy Dickhut, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, respect for animals, land, and of course for each other is the foundation of the new campaign launched by Sysco, a food service distribution company, and Certified Angus Beef. The campaign, called Raised with Respect, centers on common ground found between cattle producers and beef consumers that focuses on animal welfare and beef sustainability. It was developed as part of the strategic cattle care partnership between Sysco and CAB. The collaboration is going to focus on supporting producers, equipping them with continuing education to stay current on the best management practices, and of course helping to increase consumer confidence in U.S. beef production. Sysco and CAB are providing quality beef assurance training and certification to farmers and ranchers in 9 key beef producing states. BQA is a credible and effective way for producers to communicate animal welfare to people on the opposite end of the beef supply chain. That's coming from Bruce Cobb. He's the CAB Executive Vice President of Production. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.